Randy Rothstein, Kirby Hemish back with you at Cold Spring Baseball Park in the Jack Bell Press Box. JT Harn will get the ball here in the ninth inning.
Yes, he will. Randy's out there looking for the complete game victory, trying to pitch the Brewers into the championship game here of Region 15C. He has been sharp. Royals punched one across in the eighth. And I guess if it's who you want up in the ninth, you got to start 3, 4, 5, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mason Primus, Cole Schmitz, Justin Schrader. And JT Harn has had his way with all three of these hitters tonight. I mean, Primus got a base hit in the first inning. Schrader, a hit in the fifth. But, I mean, advantage JT Harn so far against those three hitters.
Yeah, absolutely. Giving up two hits through that 3, 4, 5, you'd take that.
As Primus gives this one a ride to right field. Backpedaling, though, just a bit and making the catch is Noah Grove, as that ball took off like a bullet, Kirby, off the bat, and then it just died.
Off the bat, it got some excitement going there, but Grove, what, 5, 6 steps back?
Yeah.
Easily tracks under it. Ball just kind of hook up in the air. And the all-important first out in that that last inning, Randy. You keep the pressure off, no one on base.
Cole Schmitz to the plate, Cole 0 for 3. And the pitch two, the Royal catcher's inside a ball, 1-0.
Got to say hello to a couple people in the neighborhood here. Steve Schreifels, a former Royal, listening today, as is Austin Schaumburg. We'll see him tomorrow afternoon.
Schmitz fouls one back and over our heads, and the count, 1-1 to Cole.
Austin spending his evening like I hated to when I was a kid. You could see the lights in the neighborhood. You could hear the announcer, but couldn't go to the game. Had to sit and dream.
Schmitz drives this to right center field. Coming hard. It's right fielder Noah Grove to make the catch for the out. Noah almost found himself in the infield. He was coming in so hard.
Well, you're playing deep. You know, you got no one on base, so it's no doubles defense, and Schmitz gets under that one. Second baseman Clark knew that his outfielder was playing deep, so coming in hard, and we could hear the "I got it, I got it, I got it" from Grove, and he comes in. It's a long run, but he makes the catch, and now it's last wraps for the Royals.
And Justin Schrader to the plate. And Justin will foul that one, and the count 0-1. The ball's in a strike. Schrader tonight, 1 for 3. Here's the left-hander Harn's pitch, and a check swing by Justin down the third baseline. The count at 0-2 to Schrader.
Seen this lefty, couple of maybe confused swings. That's kind of a fitting, if this is the end of the game, Randy, that would be a fitting ending to JT baffling these lefty bats.
And just inside a ball, DJ Crone thought he had strike three. JT Harn thought that was strike three as well.
I think there's about 9 Brewers on the field and 8 more in the dugouts and 100 or so fans who thought that was the ball game here.
A left-hander delivers, and that bounces by the plate, and the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes to Justin Schrader.
Justin had that sharp single back in the fifth inning. 1 for 3 on the evening. He's got 2 strikeouts before and after that.
2-2, 3-1 our score. Top of the ninth inning. Royals down to their last out. And strike three called. Schrader gets caught looking. And that will end it for the Richmond Royals here in the ninth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. Your final score, Luxembourg 3, Richmond 1. Luxembourg sets themselves up for a 1-game playoff for that number 1 seed on Sunday here at Cold Spring Baseball Park. Hey, Kerb, we'll take a 30-second timeout. Be back. It's our post-game show coming up next on KASM.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz and he'll be happy to lend you good sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see Kara and Kelly. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
Welcome back to Cold Spring Baseball Park. Randy Rothstein, Kirby Hemish with you. It's our post-game show on KASM Radio. The fight for the coveted hat. We'll award that in a bit. It was Luxembourg winning tonight over the Royals 3-1. Three runs, five hits. No errors for Luxembourg. They left 10 on base, one run, five hits. Two errors for Richmond, the Royals leaving four. The win will go to JT Harn. The starter for Luxembourg tonight was brilliant in his pitching effort. The loss goes to starter Brady Clare.
Yeah, I mean, 119 pitches. You give up a team that scored, what'd they get? They had six against Cold Spring, and they scored 12 against New Munich. Now, they were without their first and second hitter in the batting order in Chase Elshire and Dalton Thielen, but that's not JT Harn's problem, Randy Rothstein. He was fantastic tonight, giving up the one run on 119 pitches. It was earned, and he strikes out 10 on the evening. He issued, I believe, two walks.
One hit, one hit batter.
Hit one, walked one. And it was, you know, much of what we saw last Saturday night against St. Martin, where he's got these guys just not comfortable in the batter's box, and not due to a velocity, just due to a, what the heck's this guy going to freaking throw?
We have seen 18 innings of JT Harn, and we have seen the same pitcher, Kirby, not get rattled, just doing his thing, staying around the plate, working the count, getting ahead in the count, giving up minimal hits, minimal runs. And JT Harn was on fire tonight.
He was great. He was fantastic. And, you know, a tip of the cap to those guys. If anyone should be 3-0 in the region, it should be those guys. They, you know, Funnenstein pitched very well against a good hitting farming team. Then Harn shuts down the Martins and the Royals, and they're 3-0 for a reason. And they're playing in the championship game on Sunday at 1:30.
Take note, Major League Baseball, three complete games.
Yeah, there we go. Huh? Yeah. What bullpen? We need no bullpen.
Exactly. Kirby, with the win tonight, Luxembourg has probably, what would you say, the easiest road to get that number one seed? I mean,
so
although
the only thing of it is, I mean, easy in the sense that they don't have to play two games.
Right.
So Richmond has to play Sunday morning, burn pitching, and then play more than likely Funnenstein and Luxembourg. So they're in the top spot right now. But in the last 4 years, we've seen that team who lost Friday come back and win Sunday when you've only had to win once. We saw Richmond do it in 2018, Farming do it in 2019, and last year Kimball did it in 2020. So
yes, they did.
It's happened. It's, you know, it's turning into a trend, but At the moment right now, what were they supposed to do? Try to lose on purpose or anything like that? Because the regions have gone that way? They went out there and they won a good game.
Absolutely. They won a good game. They played hard. And that's, I think, what the fans and attendance wanted to see tonight is a good game. Kirby, I know Adam Ray has to get up bright and early tomorrow morning.
Ooh, hold on. Yeah.
Yeah.
How do we take a 30-second timeout and we'll get that chasm cap of the game, okay?
We'll get it ironed out.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Welcome back, Cold Spring Baseball Park, Kirby and Randy. Boy, we're going back and forth. You know, we could easily give another hat to JT Harn, but we want to spread the chasm coveted cap wealth.
I mean, what are you really going to do with two of the same hat?
Right.
Like, if you bought a brand new sports car, would you buy the same exact brand new sports car 6 days later?
I honestly think if we would give it to JT Harn tonight, he would say, give it to one of my teammates. I really would.
So how about we just give it to one of his teammates?
There you go.
We are Chasm Cap player of the game tonight. It's going to go to Ethan Fruth. Now, Ethan, this is kind of a region's achievement award because he was the walk-off hero last Saturday night. He had the walk-off hit against St. Martin. He was 2-for-4 on the evening today, scored a run, stole a base, turned two double plays at second or one double play at shortstop. And again, he was great last week as well. So Ethan Fruth will be getting our Chasm Cap of the game. And, you know, Randy, this game's going to hinge back into that third inning. He went first to third on that ball that Buddy had a kind of a poor read on in center. Came across the score, as did Derek Orth behind him on that drop pop-up by Adams and Wright in that third inning. And, you know, you have those opportunities to make the play. Team in the first base dugout who won by two made the plays.
Yep.
Team over there in the third base dugout did not. So, exactly. I mean, there's going to be some finger pointing, and most of which by guys looking in the mirror when it gets later this evening. But that's why you play the game. It is amateur baseball. So a tip of the cap to Ethan Fruth, and congratulations to the Luxembourg Brewers. Got a good team. I mean, you start with Funnenstein and Fruth on the mound, and you got a good squad. Our game brought to you this evening by our sports boosters, Painesville Farmers Union, Co-op, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Lake Henry Implement, Central Minnesota Realty, Trapper's Pub and Grub, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Kensington Insurance Agency, Kramer Lumber True Value of Melrose, Albany Family Dentistry, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Promotional Resources Incorporated, Gilliland Chevrolet, Sportsman's Den Lake Henry, Albany Chrysler Center, B&S Excavating, Pep's Pork, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Lumber Company, Westside Liquor of Waite Park, Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring, IPM in Waite Park, Stony Creek Dairy, Liberty Electric, John Dold, Century 21 First Realty. John just sold Richmond pinch runner Aaron Buddy a house today. They got Aaron into a new house. Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center. We have Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. Sorry. Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Freeport State Bank, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Rambo, and Albany Mutual Telephone Association. Read the text right there from our studio producer, Adam Ray.
Well, you get that coveted hat, Adam Ray, by working late into the evening on Friday night and having to work Saturday. You will get your hat on Monday at Chasm. How's that, Kirby?
I like that. And, yeah. You know, good for Adam Ray. And
he wears a hat all the time anyway.
I'll be the first to tell you, I'm the guy who doesn't wear a hat.
Yeah.
I never wear a hat. And I took one of those right when Randy showed me. I said, how many are in there? He said, I think this is about a dozen and a half. I think this is 18. And I was like, well, there's only 13 games. Yoink. And I took one out of there. So now you're down two hats as Adam Ray. We'll get one on Monday.
There you go.
Randy, get some sleep. We got a full day of baseball tomorrow.
Hopefully that makes Adam sleep better, too.
Absolutely. Right. Rest easy, Mr. Ray. Yep. That hat will be yours come Monday.
Full day of baseball. Right. Noon tomorrow, St. Martin and Cold Spring Rockies at about 2:30, Spring Hill and New Munich. We want to thank Adam for producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. For Kirby Hemish, this is Randy Rothstein. Your final score again, it was Luxembourg 3, Richmond 1. You've been listening to Region Baseball on KASM. Have a good night, everyone.